The damp dress clung to my skin in the sticky equatorial heat. I plucked fabric away from my body and hoped walking would create airflow. I was focused on that futile effort and on my grocery list when a man coming around the next corner stopped dead in his tracks. A woman across the street from him froze mid-stride. Then the only other person on the street, a man a little closer to me, did the same. Like a childhood game of statue, I didn't move a muscle. El Presidente had once again gotten a whim to raise or lower the flag over the presidential palace. It could happen any time, day or night, and no one dared defy his latest fiat. Someone near the palace had heard the signal over the loudspeaker. The statue effect then proceeded away from the palace, from person to person, like ripples from a pebble tossed into a pond. Not being within sight or earshot of the palace did not relieve one of responsibility or protect one from punishment. You could always see a person at the next corner or down the street who froze mid-step, and you'd better do likewise. The consequence of non-compliance, at least for the country's citizens and for some particularly disliked foreigners, would be determined at the time of infraction, and it would depend on the enforcer's mood of the moment.